The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth, yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Francis Albert Sinatra with Joe Piscopo. It's a 4 minutes after nine. I saw one of the candidates. I think it was Senator Bennett. Is that right? It was Senator Bennett. What's the name of
Colorado?
Colorado, right? Yeah, worst dye job than I have on my hair. Right. Oh my gosh! No, I'm telling you something. Because you got to.
Did you offer him the topic?
I can't give him topic. He should use topics because you know GLH. when they try to do the gray. They try to get you're gonna need a little gray, and they do the gray, and then the top is all black. At least I do mine are all dark, and yeah, I know it's too dark.
If you're gonna do a little gray, just go all gray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's one thing if you're gonna color your hair. Get it. But you don't do that half
little wisp,
and half.
A wisp of gray. No. We need a wisp of gray.
No.
So Martha Bonetta is in the studio, and chairman of Vote America. She's a great gal. Talk about energy. Got Ron Sobota, got Martha Bonetta, and Martha is with Jeff Webb. Jeff Webb's like a legendary entrepreneur, founder of Varsity Brands, and president of the New American Populist. This is going to be very, very interesting because he has a plan to revitalize middle-class America, and we'll get into that in a moment right here on AM 970. The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al. What a morning, Mamma Mia. You know, I got to go to a couple calls. It's 877-970-2999. I don't got to go to the calls. I want to go to the calls on our Balance of Nature phone line. Let me go. Matthew's been holding for a long time, Albert, if I may. Matthew, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Thank you, Joe. God bless Harold from North Carolina, the caller who said
yes.
We could put Americans' needs, our fellow Americans, ahead of the Democrats giving away everything because they want the illegals vote. But my point, Joe, is this. Last night, the clown show last night, and Frank was right, Joe Biden embarrassed himself. But one important fact,
yes,
the socialist Democrats will never admit, Joe, in their, quote, free health care, government health care for all, is that like Europe and Canada, it means a waiting line health care. It means waiting online. My mother-in-law in Europe was in extreme pain and needed hip surgery. She had to wait over 1 year in pain, and they kept feeding her medications, which have obvious side effects, pain meds. And my wife's aunt had cancer. Joe, it's a fact she waited over 6 months to get an operation and obviously got worse while waiting.
Yeah.
That is a disaster. It is not Medicare for all. It is waiting line health care.
Yeah.
Wait online. Wait.
That's true. Matthew, thank you. No, but he's absolutely right. I got to tell you, because when people go and you have all this socialized medicine, you can walk right in. Yeah, you walk right in. And I have to be honest, and to be objective, when I was in Canada, when I played in Canada a lot, entertainment-wise, and I would talk to some of the crew, and I would say, there was a pregnant gal, I remember, a couple times at the Falls View Casino. So you have a baby, and you could just go in and have the baby? And she goes, yeah, you just go and have the baby. She was very positive, you know, where she go, and that's nowadays, it costs you like $35,000 to have a kid. So in Canada, she goes, no problem. So I go, okay. But then I remember talking to a cab driver in Manitoba, I remember, the province of Manitoba, and he was not happy. He goes, yeah, you can't go in. You got to wait forever. I'm still waiting, one of those deals. I would not trust the government. The only thing I trust the government with is the United States military. That's the only thing. I couldn't keep up with the great military. I have never had the privilege to serve in the military, but the men and women of all the branches of the armed forces, that's the government I trust. Don't talk to me, IRS. Don't talk to me, government. Don't talk. Once the government steps in, it's what is it from Ronald Reagan said, the worst thing you could hear?
In America. Yeah, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Ronald Reagan said that's the worst thing you ever want to hear. The nine words, whatever he said, the worst the sentence you could hear is, I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
So I think, Joe, there's a serious debate that the country needs to have about the future of health care, and I think we should have it. But and there's a case to be made for some role for some sort of government-run health care system. But what Bill de Blasio and Elizabeth Warren were advocating for two nights ago, and what I think Joe Biden said he was for yesterday, although he didn't seem to remember whether he raised his hand or not. But Joe, what they're talking about, and
that
again, no, go back and watch it,
Joe,
because
Biden.
If you watch,
hi everyone.
Look, so the moderator
Barack
said to Joe
is my
Biden,
friend.
The moderator said to Joe Biden, I think you raised your hand there.
Huh?
And then Biden looked like a deer caught in the headlights. He didn't know whether he was for...
He wasn't that bad,
he was. At least on this. Right. Well, so it had to do with what they're proposing, de Blasio and Warren, is not just government-run health care as an option, which Bennett and others are proposing.
Yeah.
They're proposing abolishing private health insurance. Abolish.
Yeah, I know. But didn't Kid Looper say that maybe a little of both? He said,
yeah. Well, you can understand why. Yeah. You know, there's a case to be made for that.
Yeah.
But what they're talking about, Joe, that's essentially telling one fifth or at least one sixth of the American economy.
Yes, thank you.
You're not wanted anymore. My dad, he spent his entire career in health insurance. That he would have been made obsolete by this Elizabeth Warren, Bill de Blasio, pseudo Joe Biden plan to abolish private health insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we really going to do that? Are we really going to take one sixth of our economy and say, tough, you're now out of business? Of course not.
That, Frankie, as usual, you're breaking it down in a very pragmatic fashion, and it makes all the sense in the world not to do that. Let me go to John, if I can, Albert. John, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I watched the debate last night. I just want to throw out there that I'm a retired New York City worker, and after the tax break, they said because of the top 1% get the break, I get another $200 a month in my pension, tax-free, after the break.
Yeah, so it works for you. It works for you. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, I know that's the thing. They're going after the president on the tax breaks. They won't stop. And stay with me on this just for 2 seconds, please. And they're going after the president on the stock market. Kamala Harris goes, the stock market. Where is the pension, the IRS? Everybody's is exploding. I'm telling you, as a small businessman, for myself, the business is better under this president. Look at New York City, Mayor de Blasio. Look at New York City. He goes, the money, we got a lot of money, it's in the wrong places. No, look at, it's exploding because once the president got into office, all the investors and Wall Street were not afraid to let the money go. So you can't deny it. And they're everything that they said at that debate. And I wanted to watch it. And I am like a, I guess I'm an old world, you know, blue dog Democrat enough to not trust certainly government, but not trust the big corporations, you know. So I like when they rail against the government like that. But everything they're saying for free, I'm insulted personally. And like Harold from Raleigh, North Carolina. Harold, we love you, man. You know, he's a cop. They didn't give him anything, but they're going to give people who come into the country. They're more concerned with the people who come through the southern border of the United States than helping Americans.
And, you know, speaking of Harold being a police officer, you know, that was one of the two things in Bill de Blasio's done in the last 2 days that have, in my view, cratered him to new lows. Now, again, I've been very fair to de Blasio. He's totally out to lunch as an administrator of the city, much farther left wing than I am. But I've always given him credit for, one, being a nice guy, and two, for the most part, appointing very competent commissioners. That being said, his comments about the police two nights ago
was disgusting.
Okay. So you have to understand, the mayor has been in office since January of 2014. Before that, for 4 years, he was the city public advocate. The one thing, so that means for 10 years, he and his family have enjoyed 24-hour police protection. And yet he felt the need to do the same thing that he did 4 years ago and announce to the world that I, as the father of a black man, a black young man, have had to talk to him about how to address the police. You know what? When I have a child, God willing, I'm going to have the same conversation because everybody should listen to the police. Everybody.
Right.
Police stop you, even if they're wrong. It's not going to improve the situation by resisting arrest.
And by the way, a big shout out to the NYPD doing such a great job under Commissioner O'Neill. And when I talk to young people who want to become police officers, they maybe don't want to come across the river. I'm talking about Jersey, because they get paid more in New Jersey.
Well, and you want to talk about what a cop gets paid in Suffolk County and in Nassau County compared to New York City?
I'm telling you.
Or a Westchester cop?
And that's what this mayor should be concentrating, and Governor Cuomo should be concentrating on that.
Yeah, this guy wants to talk about redistributing wealth. Well, look, he has no problem raising money from the top 1% that he's vilifying, and not paying the cops the living wage that they deserve. Now, in terms of what he did yesterday, okay, if possible, that was even worse, right? So he's speaking at a rally in Miami, and who does he decide to quote? Che Guevara. He quotes Che Guevara.
Oh, wait, I missed that.
He quotes totally Che Guevara that. Before this rally of union workers, and then his explanation later on in the day was, oh, I didn't know that was a quote from Che Guevara. This is a guy that went to visit the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. He illegally went to Cuba on his honeymoon. Do you really expect anyone to believe? Now, I wasn't even familiar with that quote. I don't think anyone can honestly think the mayor didn't know that was a pathological liar quote.
He's a liar. A pathological liar.
The fact that he used his son.
The cops. Then quoted a murderous dictator.
On a national stage, by the way. On a national stage.
And he had already sort of apologized for that 4 years ago, but now he's going back to the same old trope.
And the thing is, the cops already see through his fraud. I mean, the PBA went down there to rip him while he was in there. I wish they would have been in the room screaming at him, because it's ridiculous. The fact that he used this, I had to have a talk with my son again, you know, all these years about cops. How bad does that look for police officers?
But understand, though, Joe, his son has been enjoying 24-hour, more or less, police protection for a decade.
Yep.
When are these talks happening?
Yep.
When the police are protecting him?
No, you're absolutely right. Talking about the debates last night, just insane how when you watch that, totally out of reality. Martha Bonetta will comment on that shortly. But you know what, Frankie? Also, I want to talk about this House passing the Senate-approved border funding package. The House sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package for migrants at the southern border. That's the House, right? The Senate-approved bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, despite objections from some Democrats who wanted a bill with more protections for the migrants. So this is really, aside from some of the Supreme Court rulings, a good week for the president in this regard. Nancy Pelosi doesn't seem happy. AOC is not happy, but this is good for the president, and better yet, it's good for the folks at the southern border.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we want to see. I mean, bipartisan lawmaking.
That's right.
Where politicians are acting like adults.
Exactly right.
You know, I mean, we can all see that picture of that father and his child dying trying to get to America.
Right.
And yet no matter where you fall in the political spectrum, or if you don't care about politics, your heart just bleeds for those folks. But it does the next folks who are going to die trying to come here no good unless we can come up with a solution. So at least Congress is trying to do something.
And quickly, locally, Governor Murphy is going to sign the budget this weekend, because it has to be signed by Sunday, because Monday starts the new fiscal year for New Jersey. No word on whether or not he will line item veto some of the things that the legislature did not put in, or put in that he didn't want. And by the way, did you know in the month of May, I'm sure Frank knew this.
Yeah.
In May, New Jersey, more people bet in New Jersey, and New Jersey made more revenue than Nevada.
Wow.
Because of legalized gambling.
Yeah, there you go. And you could credit, I think, Governor Christie for that, correct?
Well, Governor Christie for putting it in there, and then, of course, the Supreme Court for overturning it, allowed for legalized betting, which is great. But by the way, apparently, the hot dog eating competition coming up at Nathan's.
Yeah.
Apparently, in New Jersey, you cannot
Governor
bet on
Christie's
it.
Governor Christie
is going to go in? Oh,
I don't know.
Great.
No,
but apparently, if you live in New Jersey, you cannot bet on the Nathan's hot dog contest. They will not take
really?
That
for really?
Yeah, which is kind of weird,
so
but
funny.
Okay.
That is so funny. Yeah. And Frankie, thanks for bringing up that father and daughter image. Was just heartbreaking. Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez and his daughter Valeria. Well, just a heartbreak. That it happens at all. So it's nice that the money is going down there. It's time for Congress to work together, hear what the president is saying. It is a crisis down there. Everybody's starting to come around. Oh, yes, I guess it is a crisis. And they're worried about how to deal with the children down there. We got to take care of the children down there coming across in some way, shape, or form so this doesn't happen, what happened to Oscar and his daughter. But for goodness sake, don't forget about the children. I called, Frankie, I told you this earlier, and I'm going to tell you again, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, then I'm going to talk about the president at the G20 summit. I called a buddy who's a producer at one of the major networks. I said, give me a camera. I'm going to walk the inner cities of the United States at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, and in exchange with Steve Adubato, when we had, I was still joking around in the morning, of Steve was busting my chops about supporting President Trump. And I said, and then we got to President Obama, and I said, I don't hate President Obama, but I'm so disappointed that he didn't go out to the south side of Chicago. There, in a young black man in the United States of America, the first black president of the United States, had it. He could have changed generations by going city to city. And then Steve asked me, he said, well, do you think President, I said, President Trump should call President Obama, and they should have a summit at the White House and talk about how to save the inner cities of the United States as they are helping the kids coming across the border. Let's not forget about our own, you know? And since Steve said, do you think that the president would do that? I said, maybe after the election, not right now because there's such a divide, but I would love to see that. President Trump is in Osaka for the G20 summit. Frankie, can you get me video? Maybe Matt Conklin can get us video. The president wagging his finger at Vladimir Putin. I missed that
sure.
whole thing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they were just showing it.
Oh, I got to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. I love it. I love the bluster of President Trump. Sorry. Guilty as charged, Debbie Duhaime, you know.
Entertainment.
That's right, baby. That's right. Yes. Bring it on, yes, Mr. Yes. President. Bring it on. 20 minutes after. 20 minutes after tonight. Martha Bonetta is alive in the studio, and Jeff Webb as well this hour. We're going to talk about what we can do to take our country back, for crying out loud. Debbie Duhaime is trying to get you through traffic on this Friday, 20 minutes after 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's take the roads back and see what's happening here on 287, Joe. 287 North Exit 3 getting up through Edison. Accident just clear, but still kind of busy in both directions. Garden State Parkway South at 147. Accident there. Inbound GWV is moving okay. Inbound, but outbound, it's emergency pothole repair on the upper level, so it's horrible on the Cross Bronx West, Bruckner out through the GWB. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's fine. No problems report now at the Holland Tunnel as well. And we're still seeing some volume here on the westbound Bruckner at White Plains Road with an accident in the process of being cleared. Sponsored by Discover, go further than ever with the Discover at Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year, so your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover at Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. Sunny today, high of about 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says Joe Biden is getting a pass.
But I know where his heart is. Joe doesn't feel that way at all.
Hey, I know where his heart is, says Clyburn. And Sharpton says, hey, people sometimes say things that don't really reflect what they are.
He may say things that doesn't reflect what he really means.
Well, right.
He must prove that to people.
With zero tolerance for Trump.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus. A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
I realize those statements sound unbelievable, but it's true. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, or even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit am970theanswer.com and click on the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom. Or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or am970theanswer.com.
Oh, look at this. Look at luck. Martha Minetta. In all her glory, just had to touch Al's bald head. Where's the pink hair, Al?
Can't help it.
You're a chick magnet. please.
Ron Swoboda wanted to rub my... No. Durasan, please. Thank you.
Martha, did you want Durasan on your hand now after touching Al's hand? We have it right here. Yeah. Hand sanitizer right there, by the way.
And I understand that you can even use it in your mouth.
Not recommended.
You were listening. So I'm like scoffing my French toast, trying to eat something on the show. And then I bit my lip. And so Al's doing this thing on his board. And I'm taking this little Duracell I have in my pocket. And yes, I'm spraying it in my mouth because it's water-based. Uh-huh. And I want to know something. I shouldn't say this. And if you're listening, please don't try this because there'll be a legal thing. And we're going to... It cured the little bite, the lip I bit. I swear to God, it cured the little bite. Yeah, just like that. You know? Oh, is that Retro Fitness right there? That's a Retro Fitness one. I'll be appearing Saturday morning, Retro Fitness, Flemington, New Jersey. You're invited.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
Joel even sign it for you. If you like.
Oh, my Lord. Is it Friday? It is Friday.
It is Friday.
We forgot. So we want you to try Durasan. But I know I talk a lot of folks. I have a lot of law firms that listen. A lot of companies listen. A lot of healthcare companies listen. I know. You know who I'm talking to right now. They are my friends, and I love you. Get rid of, and I'm going to name the product with respect, get rid of Purell, put in Durasan. Because Purell dissolves after 12 seconds in your hand. When I take Durasan and I go to the hospital or I go to the rehab center or wherever I am, I hit these people, these great, 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 beautiful workers, the nurses and the workers and the technicians with Durasan. I give a couple sprays. They go, wow, this is great. It lasts for 24 hours. It's Durasan. And I'm telling you, it's better than anything that you're going to see. And we've outfitted the whole gym with Durasan. We invite you to do the same. Now, Piscopo listeners get 20% off when you mention the show. 20% off. To learn more about Durasan products, you can go to Durasan.com. It's Durisan, Durasan.com. You know what? Since they've been on the show, Durasan is in Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot. They are just crushing it. 844-DURASAN. Here we go again. Durasan, 844-387-4726.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Years of Catholic school. Martha Bonetta is a friend, chairman of Vote America First. First of all, Martha, thanks for all you're doing for the country. And for Republican women, you are just stepping it up. You know, I'm really kind of an independent libertarian, but I love when you go out to conservative women.
Absolutely.
And I saw you with you look so cool in that hat you had on.
Yes.
That was wild.
Well, because conservative Republican women want to take away the voice of the radicalized left that claim that they're the voice of women.
Yeah.
And they're not.
True.
They don't speak for me. And frankly, they don't speak for most American women across our country that love America, love freedom.
Yeah.
And
God bless you for doing it. It's an uphill fight.
It is.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm vilified every single day. I have to speak up. And for this too, Martha, I hold in my hand a rosary from Nazareth, where Joseph of Nazareth, of course, is from, and Mary, you know, Jesus' mom. So now I got this in Israel. Look at that from the at the St. Joseph Church. Isn't that beautiful? Now you're a girl that went to 13 years
Catholic school. Yeah.
And I just got a blessing from my father, Father Michael, you know, at my church, St. Anne, back home. So this is great. But, you know, and I put the cross up just to kind of, I kind of just want to put it in their face that we're not going anywhere.
That's exactly right.
You know, they think we're going, and I see this on this, I think because it's Salem, I can say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh, I can say that.
Amen.
You know, you can say.
Though I went to Israel for the first time for the embassy groundbreaking with Janine Pirro. And I had never been before.
She's great.
Yeah, I'd never been before, and it changed my life.
Yeah.
To go to Israel, the Holy Land, and
you know, thanks for bringing that up.
What the president has done.
Oh my Lord! You know, you got to give credit. And then I'm fighting the other day with my buddy, I don't know who I love, by the way. And there's no contention. It's just they always got to bust your chops. What with the bluster of this president? I said, if he hasn't had bluster, and I think I'm not crazy about the tweeting.
Right.
I wouldn't mind if he's doing such a great job.
Right.
He doesn't need to. But you know what? They attack him relentlessly. And what happened to all the pro-Israel Democrats? Where did they go crying out loud?
I'll tell you, you cannot support Israel and be a Democrat. It's impossible. You cannot support Israel and be a Democrat. And hear me out, because I know that's a bold statement, but
no,
hear me out.
The
reason why I say that is because here we have a president, five consecutive presidents before Donald Trump promised to move the embassy. Five. He's the only one that not only promised but delivered on his promise.
Stepped it up.
And not only that, but he just recently declared Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
Huge. That was huge.
And so, you know, if you love
it. And people think about strategically, and I always say this on the air, just so you understand, the Golan Heights strategically.
Yes.
It's so imperative that Israel holds on to that.
Absolutely.
I mean, just strategically and militarily, God forbid, if that's taken over by somebody else.
And he's done it. And, you know, time and time again, he's proven that he is a man and a leader, that when he says he's going to do something, he does it.
I saw your picture with the president hanging out with Donald J. Trump. Look at you. Oh, look at this. What do you got?
Okay, I brought this for you because I thought you needed this. Last time I was here, I did not see anything like this. So this is Trump 2020.
Oh, look at that. That's very nice. That's like a magnetic thing.
It's a magnet. So you can drive around with it in your car.
Thank you, Trump 2020. You know, my ex-wife has a Trump bumper sticker. It's the only thing we agreed on in about 30 years. So
she
did a Trump thing. Yeah. Hey, so what's happening? Can we talk about the G20 summit?
Yes.
And what's going to happen with President Xi? What is your, Martha, you're so smart at that stuff. Do you have an instinct of where's that going to end up tariff-wise?
I'll tell you, you know.
And thank you for this, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, Donald J. Trump, President Trump, is dominating the G20 summit. And, you know, he has been right every step of the way. With regard to, for example, the India tariffs, too long, We have suffered at tariffs, outrageous tariffs, and the president has made it clear that he's going to put an end to the tariffs from India. And he's right for doing it. And, you know, every time the president says, I'm taking control of the tariffs for our country, I'm leveling the playing field, he's criticized, and yet time and time again, he has proven that he's doing the right thing for our country. Look at the Mexico-Canada deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Our American farmers were being just literally destroyed in the dairy market, for example, with Canada. The tariffs were over 200%.
Yeah.
And so they were forbidden entry into the marketplace in Canada. And when the president decided that he was going to, you know, let the world know that the United States of America is not going to put up with it anymore, and he received all of that criticism, and now look what happened.
So I wonder with this, with President Xi, what's going to happen. I wonder exactly if he walks away with something. He said he may even lessen the tariffs from 25 to 10%. I wonder if and President Xi's got to come around.
He has to.
Yeah, and what's your instinct?
Well, when it comes to President Trump, he has proven himself time and time again. So I believe that that we are going to see that movement. I truly believe that we're going to see that movement.
Yeah. Now, what happened, Martha Bonetta with Piscopo in the morning? Martha's chairman of the Vote America First. The president's remark on the Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Yes.
Were you there?
Yes. And this is one of the most incredible speeches, one of the most historic and incredible speeches that President Trump has given.
Really?
Yes. He spoke to the evangelical community from his heart. He talked about the importance of religious freedom.
Wow.
He spoke on behalf of the unborn. He is the most pro-life president we've ever had, even more so than Ronald Reagan. He is the most, he's the greatest advocate for religious freedom. And, you know, he has also, with the Johnson Amendment, I mean, you know, prior to this president, the churches had a muzzle on them, right? And, you know, our pastors and our religious leaders could not speak freely from the pulpit without losing their tax-exempt status.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what this president has done and what he has said is that the Johnson Amendment is not fair. It's not fair to the American people. And by getting rid of that muzzle, it really allows for our pastors and our churches to be free to speak, to have, you know, freedom of speech.
We support the president. I was surprised that he was so supportive of the religious coalition all around the country.
Yes.
Jerry Falwell Jr. at Liberty University, great school.
Yes.
Jerry's a great guy.
Yes.
And he's very close with the president. The president will call him just on a whim.
Absolutely.
You know, just to get on the right direction. Mm-hmm. You got to appreciate that.
Absolutely.
About the president like that. You know, you were down at the border.
Yes. They sent me to the border three times.
Wow.
And so when I was there, I didn't see the cages. I didn't see any of that.
Is that manufactured to a certain degree?
I never saw them. Now apparently they're there. I just didn't see them. But I'll tell you, a tragedy. The father and daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I my heart cried.
Oscar
my heart
and cried. Valeria. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, as we all know, looks like the House has passed, right? The funding.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And. Of course, you know, it's actually the Democrats and the left that have contributed to this, that have created this crisis that we're in now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, the president is fixing it. He's fixing it. And, you know, last night on the debate stage, the Democrat candidates, you know, I love the headline this morning. Was it the New York Star or the New York Magazine? The headline, you know, how to lose an election question mark. How to lose an election question mark with every candidate on the stage raising their hand for providing unlimited health care to illegal undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, yeah.
When we have, here we go.
Yeah, yeah,
who
yeah.
wants to lose the election?
Yeah.
And they're all raising their hands. We have veterans that would die for our country.
Thank you.
They would give their lives for our country.
Yeah, thank
they
you.
Need medical care. And yet, you know, this is a clown show.
Yeah, I know. And the Victims Compensation Fund, we had our buddy Harold, just kind of riveting call this morning from a police officer. Now he's in Raleigh, North Carolina. He called and he said, man, I need money. He was sick. He needs money. Like John Stewart, you know, so passionately just went to Congress and said, you got to help out with the victims. And we had a rally for that, but giving this stuff away
in a second.
Right. It's ridiculous.
That's exactly right.
The Americans. How you doing otherwise? All good? You're traveling all around.
I travel a lot. You know, I love America. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God to be an American, to be born in this great nation. You know, we live in the greatest country in the world. I grew up in a family where my mom and dad taught us, if you work really hard, you can be anything you want.
Yeah.
Right here in the United States of America. It doesn't matter where you come from.
Farm girl.
Yes.
Farm girl, huh?
Yes. That's absolutely right.
You still keep animals?
Yes. So we do. I'm about an hour and 15
aside from
minutes.
Malgatulo, I mean.
Right.
Oh, hey. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes. Yes. We have emus, llamas, alpacas. You have to come visit.
I will, for sure.
Yes,
Can I bring Duracell? I got to bring the Duracell.
That's right, and hand it out.
I don't want to touch any goats or anything. Yes. I want, Martha, you're just a beautiful person inside and
out. Thank you.
And we love you dearly. And thanks for
the
fight.
No, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do.
God bless you too, girl.
Your love for the country and everything you do to support our president. It's such a privilege to know you, and I just love everything you do. Thank you.
You're very, very kind. Martha Panetta, chairman of Vote America First. Jeff Webb standing by. You don't want to miss Jeff, man. We're trying to save this country, girl.
Yes.
We're trying to take this country back. Hey, at 9:36, Big Al. Al standing by. Oh, he's in a good mood now. He got the blessing from Martha. Thank you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
81 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The corpse flower is in bloom at the New York Botanical Garden. If you're into the smell of rotting raw meat, you've got about 24 hours to check it out. The 8-foot flower gives off quite a stench, often described as summer roadkill mixed with sewage. Fans say the odor is part of its popularity, so the Botanical Garden is inviting enthusiasts to a corpse flower happy hour at 6 this evening. And cookie lovers who refrain from eating raw dough because of salmonella fears have reason to celebrate. Nestle Toll House has launched a limited rollout of edible cookie dough. So far, the edible dough has only been spotted on grocery shelves in Florida, but spoon liquors everywhere are anxiously awaiting its arrival on a larger scale. There are two flavors reportedly available right now. Those are chocolate chip and peanut butter chocolate chip monster. Remember to steer clear of eating homemade raw dough because, as the CDC warns, uncooked eggs and raw flour can make you sick. In sports, Mets scored three times in the ninth, only to give up five in the bottom half. They lost 6-3 against the Phillies. Amazing. 11 games behind the Braves in the NL East as they'll open up a three-game series with Atlanta tonight at the Citi Field. 6.5 games out of the second NL wild card. The Yankees are overseas in London. They're getting ready for a weekend series against the Red Sox. The teams play tomorrow and Sunday at London Stadium, which was used for the 2012 Olympics. The Yankees 9 games ahead of third-place Boston in the American League East. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Heading to the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. It's an accident. Also busy Whitestone Bridge, Queens bound. It's bumper to bumper on the Cross Bronx West, trying to get out toward the GWB. Outbound George Washington Bridge, upper level. They're doing some emergency construction up there on the upper level, getting into Jersey. Queens Midtown Tunnel down to a 10-minute delay getting into town. Now, the inbound George Washington Bridge is moving along fine. Inbound Lincoln looks good. No problems over at the Holland. Garden State Parkway heading south at 147. They just cleaned up an accident, but you may see some volume. 287 North, exit 13. Stop and go traffic getting up through Franklin Township. Heading over to Route 100 in Millwood. It's a downed tree on the Bronx River Parkway southbound, Fisher Lane into North White Plains. A collision there as well. Checking in on the forecast. Sun today with a high of about 90 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the Smart Way to Buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Thank you, Albert. It's a 941 Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I love, you know, I have my Balance of Nature right here. I have three fruits and vegetables in capsule form, and I'll take three more after the show, and then I take the vegetables. I talked to Dr. Douglas Howard. I said, I got a little allergies. I said, you know, and I could feel the flu trying to invade my body, these free radicals trying to invade my body. And Dr. Douglas Howard said, just up the dosage of Balance of Nature, which is basically fruits and vegetables in capsule form, which is antioxidants. So I started taking more Balance of Nature. I feel great, by the grace of God. I don't want to jinx it, but I feel great. Balance of Nature, it's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. You're right. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants,
fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You're going to feel great. You got to. And then this for you, from the Howards to you. From now until July 4th, you can receive a 30% discount plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also receive an extra $10 off any additional sets of fruits and veggies that you purchase. Look, the offer is going to expire, okay, so you can't wait. You got to call now, 800-246-8751. And I have to tell you, too, you will have your own personal health coach when you call 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jeff Webb is the man. It's a 943 entrepreneur, founder of Varsity Brands, and president of the New American Populist. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Great to be here. Look at the suit on this guy. Stop now, you. Look at, he's got the stitching on the lapel, on the edge of the lapel. That ain't no Joseph A. Banks suit, sir. Man, I tell you, you're doing good,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're looking mighty, mighty fine. Jeff, tell us about your remarkable entrepreneurial story of turning a sports industry from an $85,000 investment to a $2 billion business.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I started a company when I was 24 years old, and it was based around cheerleading, believe it or not. And the idea was to kind of take this sideline activity and add entertainment and athleticism and it worked, and we started doing these camps and clinics all over the country. That led to our actually then creating a uniform line to go with that activity, and then we came up with the concept of having cheerleaders compete, which you see on ESPN. And, you know, over the next 30 to 40 years, we built a really nice business.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we all know it. And as a successful entrepreneur employing thousands of people, how is President Trump impacting corporate America, sir?
You know, I think that President Trump is doing an amazing job. He's done more for business in the last 2 years than has been done in the last 20 years. And he's just getting started. If he could get more cooperation from Congress and more support, we could be moving. I heard him say the other day, if things had been done the right way, including if the Fed had cooperated,
yes,
we could be at 5%.
Yes,
what that would be.
Great point. And the tax cuts, if I hear one more Democrat say at the debate, oh, the tax cuts, you know, I'm feeling as a small businessman how much better it is. Did you see the skyline, by the way? Where are you from? I should know this.
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, great town, man.
Thank you.
Memphis, Tennessee. But you see the skyline in New York? Have you ever seen it more active and more built up?
The cranes, the construction, it's incredible. And that's happening all over the country.
Yeah.
Have you been to Nashville recently?
You know what? My son's down there a lot. And that's where everybody's moving there.
I think Illinois is just completely being absorbed by Nashville. They have all the tax problems in Illinois.
Yeah, you know
coming
what,
to Tennessee.
Jeff, as an entrepreneur and a pro-American guy, explain to me how Texas could have no state income tax, and New York and New Jersey are getting slammed inside out and backwards, brother.
And we don't in Tennessee either.
Yeah, that's why everybody's moving to Nashville, right?
Yeah, Tennessee, Florida, you know, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then the improved regulatory environment that boosts business as well. Yes.
I think that that's been actually underreported. I think that's had an amazing impact. Something that the president can do and can take effect immediately. And again, I think he's not going to stop there. And the more deregulation we can see, I think the faster the economy will get even better.
We talked with Larry Kedlow on the show. Larry's an acquaintance, and Stephen Moore, kind enough from the Heritage Foundation to call. We love these guys.
Yeah.
You don't see a recession coming, correct?
I'm not seeing any sign of it at all.
Yeah.
And I think the tariffs, I know you and Martha talked about the tariffs before this, I don't see any impact there. I'm a big supporter of what the president is doing on tariffs. I know there's certain industries that have been hurt, and we need to help those people. But we do, for the long term, for the working people in this country, we have got to get a level playing field with our trading partners.
Yeah, God bless you for doing what you're doing. You're so successful, yet you care enough. You're trying to revitalize the middle class with the New American Populist.
Yes.
What are your objectives, and what are you planning to do, sir?
Well, we're going on several different fronts. You know, we're trying to provide a platform to really advocate for the middle class. The middle class has really been under attack for the last 30, 40 years, really. President Trump has begun to turn that around, but he needs a lot of help. But we're trying to provide a platform for people who appreciate and identify with the president's populist message and who can help create a better environment for the middle class. And that includes things like, again, another tax cut, more deregulation, addressing the big tech and how they're affecting our privacy and censoring, conservative voices. And then we also are actually trying to help on the ground. We've identified a certain number of congressional districts that went for President Trump in 2016 and got flipped by the Democrats in 2018. Most of those candidates, when they ran, they disguised themselves as Republicans. We are going to make sure the people in those districts this time know who they are, how they voted, and what needs to be done.
Wow, you're going in there?
We are.
God bless you. That laser focus.
Walking the talk.
Yeah, that's great. That's exactly what you got to do. Because it's scary, man. I mean, I have no hate or anybody, and we are very objective on this program. But what happened with the House of Representatives, look what happened in the House. That's scary. And there are some good Democrats that got in. We put them on the show, and they're common sense. But a lot of them are just, it's so radical. It's so progressive. It could take away our country. The country is very young, Jeff. You know that.
Exactly.
And the sovereignty of the United States can slip away.
This election is so important to the future of our country, and it's got to go the right way. We're gonna do everything we can.
God bless you. Putting your money where your mouth is, my brother. You have employed, before we let you go, Jeff Webb is with us. You have employed over 3,000 college students from across the nation and are working closely to empower this generation. How are you working to push back against socialism being pushed in universities across the nation and promises of free tuition in the likes of Bernie Sanders?
Well, I have 3,000 college students who work for me as instructors all over the country every summer. And, I don't see the problems with these young people that people are talking about. And I think they have good common sense. I just think that we have to make sure we get the message to them. I think most of them, they want the same things that we want. I really don't see the millennials and the next generation being lazy or not wanting to work. They want to believe in the right things. Yeah. And it just has to be communicated.
Yeah, God bless you. Putting your money where your mouth is. Where can we find what you're doing online?
The New American Populist.
I love this, man.
Yeah, come help us. We need all the help we can get from everybody.
The New American Populist. Yeah, absolutely. But you got to come back and stay focused on it.
I'd love to.
Everybody's listening now around the country. We're New York and the flagship station for Salem, but all over the country, AM970TheAnswer.com, and they listen. So this is great because you got to go in laser focused. You have to awaken the sleeping giant of registered voters who do not. Show up, who did not show up, and have to show up in 2020.
We're on it. Let's make it happen.
And you look good. Look, the stripe and the tie, my brother. The stripe and the tie. Look at this, Martha. See that? Matches the suit. How cool is this little matching right there? You look good.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Jeff. God bless you. Godspeed, sir.
That's everything you do.
Thank you for all the great work you're doing for the United States of America. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now. And Debbie's out there on the roads. Debbie, have a great weekend, girl.
You too, Joe. Have fun. And have fun at the reunion. I cannot wait to hear about it with Carol. I cannot wait to hear.
Monday. You don't want to miss Monday's show. Me and my reunion. Oh, my God.
Can't wait to hear.
Thanks, Deb. Love you. Love you, Debbie. Thank you, sweetheart.
Love you, too, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the end in the Q trains. It looks like we're seeing some delays, and it's all due to a stalled train over by Canal Street. Watch for slowdowns this morning as you take a ride over to Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out toward the Hamptons, County Road 39, building out through Southampton. We're seeing volume as well on the Bronx River Parkway south of Fisher Lane, getting into North White Plains. It's a crash over there to contend with. And some stop-and-go traffic at the Throgs Neck Bridge, Queens bound with an accident cleared. Whitestone Bridge is kind of busy into Queens as well. We're still seeing a lot of volume on the Cross Bronx westbound, bumper to bumper, Bruckner out to the GWB, outbound GWB upper level. They're filling up potholes. That's the reason for the delay. All lanes subject to closure, upper level, outbound GWB. Inbound looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln. Holland Tunnel is moving along smoothly. And taking a ride to Route 100 in Millwood, it's a down tree. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says the president can't win in the eyes of the left.
Their attitude is you attack the president no matter what he does. That's the left's view, period. So if he attacks Iran,
the guy's a warmonger.
If he doesn't attack Iran, then he's not decisive. He's not decisive. Get it?
The Dennis Prager Show.
weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Your life can be hacked. Everything in your life, from your bank accounts to the computer-controlled car you drive, everything. So this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with the author of Future Crimes, Mark Goodman, about the threats and the ways you can protect yourself. It's Cyber Justice, Preventing Cybercrime. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today. It'll be hot this afternoon with a high near 90, and partly cloudy tonight, warm and more humid, low 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid. Watch out for a severe thunderstorm in the afternoon that can produce large hail and damaging wind gusts and cause flash flooding. High tomorrow, 90, though it will feel as if it's in the mid to upper 90s. For Sunday, partly sunny, becoming breezy, cooler and less humid. There can be a shower or thunderstorm as well, high 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What do you got? What do you got?
It's a journey. Don't stop believing.
I ain't stop believing, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. I ain't well, Bridget A. Kelly is not stopping believing.
When's the last time you saw Al smile?
Mr. My Wonderful. Goodness. I love it.
You know,
I was blushing.
I like how, you know.
Martha just left. She turns to Al. She said goodbye to me and Frank. She goes to Al. She goes, goodbye, Mr. Wonderful.
That's your new name, brother. Gruff expression to like grinning ear to ear.
Can't help it. Your bald head turned red.
It's a
actually.
Subtle sexuality. So,
there you go. You animal, right. You're an animal. Hey, so
who puts the owl in sexuality?
Did you see Ed Henry said that he used the Scooby Doo in one of his tweets? It was so funny. Something happened, and it was like embarrassing, Raggy. And it was obvious. No. And he tweeted out Rutrow. I said, wait a minute. He must have been watching Al, right?
Well, so Bridget Ann Kelly, very happy. She's not going to stop believing. Apparently, the Supreme Court will hear her case.
At some
point here. So let me
explain
see
to us, Bridget Ann Kelly, former chief of staff of Governor Christie.
Its decision to review her conviction could raise new questions about the ability of the government to take on major political prosecutions by a court that has taken aim at a number of other high-profile corruption cases in recent years. Now, the order gave no indication on how the court viewed the case or whether it disagreed with an appeals court ruling upholding the conviction in Bridgegate. It simply meant at least five justices felt it was necessary to review the matter, and obviously, this announcement coming weeks before she is expected to report to federal prison. She has remained free on bail pending her appeal, so it looks like she's going to be out for a little while until they hear this case.
That's just so sad.
The case, Joe, that could be even more significant to people that aren't named Bridget Ann Kelly.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court is going to consider appeals on DACA. Now, this is the Obama-era policy protecting the so-called Dreamers.
Yeah.
The Trump administration is appealing these rulings that blocked their attempts to repeal DACA. And so they're going on their summer recess as of today. But starting in the fall, they're going to hear this case about whether President Trump has the ability to deport the Dreamers.
Yeah, I You know, again, 877-970-2999. We'll talk when we come back Monday. We'll talk. Yeah, so you got to. There's got to be some kind of. I use the word amnesty. I'm going to tick off everybody who's on the far right wing. I understand that, but you can't just like kick everybody out. You just can't. You got to come to some kind of agreement. Is this amicable? You think the president? Remember, didn't he want to do that just a year ago?
That's who's really dropped the ball is Congress, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If we're going to do something to change the legal status of the so-called Dreamers, it's up to Congress to pass a law.
Yeah,
it's not up to the president to stop enforcing the law, which is what President Obama tried to do.
Yeah. And you know what? Did Matt put out? I would ask Matt. And Matt, thank you. Before we break, Matt Conklin, great week on all the social media. As always, thank you. And I know, Matt, you think his day is over now. He goes online.
Oh, I know.
And he tweets out everything.
Putting him way too many hours.
I want to see the picture. But we'll back you on the hours, buddy. We'll back you on the hours. The president wagging his finger at Vladimir Putin. I want to see that. Yeah, I got to see that. It's online already. Thank you. Frankie, thanks for a great week. Thanks for bringing all the wonderful people into the studio.
Aren't you glad you came in studio today?
Because you asked,
Exactly.
Much more excited than yesterday. I'll tell you that. Exactly. Yeah, it was good. Mr. Wonderful.
Hi. How you doing? Want a beer?
The best is on the way out, Martha's trying to explain to Jeff Webb that Al used to have purple hair and it was a mohawk.
Yeah.
And
that's Jeff not Martha, really
like,
next
he's
one.
Trying yeah. He's trying to understand. He's trying to understand.
So I got the reunion tonight. I'll see you at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, 8:30 on a Saturday morning. Yes, I will be there. We love you for listening. Go out and make it the best weekend ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
81 degrees at 9:59. I'm Mr. Wonderful Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Dog lovers are rejoicing in one Long Island town as a park has opened specifically for their furry friends. North Hempstead has cut the ribbon on its first off-leash dog park, the Michael J. Tully Park. Welcome pups for the first time yesterday. People in the community tell Newsday they're happy to have a space specifically dedicated for dogs. Officials say the project costs roughly $250,000. Americans are making more and spending more than the experts estimated. The Commerce Department says personal income rose 0.5% in May. That's 0.2 more than analysts had forecast. Personal spending was up 0.4%, also 0.2% more than expected. In sports, Mets lost to the Phillies 6-3. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.